Learning Parshas Bo is always a little bit of an out-of-body experience because it's winter, but these are psukim that we spend probably more time on in the springtime with the mitzvah Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim than we do when it's the Parshas HaShavua. I want to take a look with you just briefly, trying to understand two details and why they actually matter. Two details in Parshas Bo, which are showcased as mattering a great deal. Because we know that at the end, near the end of Magid, we recite a Mishnah in the last paragraph of Maseches Pesachim. Rav Gamliel tells us, here are the three key themes. Kol shalom shoshu dvar me'el pesach yotzeh dechavoso, with not makai the mitzvah either of Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim or Pesach Matzah Maror, unless you connect the two. It's not enough just to tell the story and to eat the Matzah Maror. You got to explain how the two fit together. What do these mitzvahs, what do these hands-on objects have to do with the story of Tzias Mitzrayim that we've just finished telling? Sounds like these should be highlighting the key themes of the night. The key themes of Tzias Mitzrayim. Maror, we understand. The Mariris, the bitterness, the suffering that Klal Yisrael experienced, to which Yitzias Mitzrayim was a response. The Pesach and Matzah, I stopped to think about it, a little striking, a little curious. The fact that Pasuk and Parashas Bo, a Kadosh Baruch Hu jumped over Bate Avosei Mitzrayim. An important detail, Matzah. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rushed to attack so quickly, there was no time for the dough to rise and turn to chametz. An important detail. But those are details. Should we talk about the big picture? There's so many different details. Well, what's the significance? Significant because Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't kill us during Makos Bechoros, obviously very, very significant for our survival. But why that in particular? And that Kadosh Baruch Hu took us out, and that we had what to eat, very significant. But the fact that we didn't have time for the dough to rise, that's one of a thousand details in the story. Why are these not just among the details, but showcased as in the three greatest themes of the evening? Where the mitzvahs, masios, the foods that we eat, and the story that we tell somehow interlink. Why that? I think I think those are details that speak to two different dimensions of a very, very, very central idea. We're meant to think about Leila Seder, and we're meant to think about as we learn the psukim of the Parshas HaShavua. Both of them speak to the precision with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. The precision with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacts with us. There wasn't just, now time for Makos Bechoros, and Makos Bechoros happened, epis something happened. No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, Pasach HaBatei V'Seim V'Mitzrayim means that everyone got exactly what was coming to them. You were supposed to get Makos Bechoros, supposed to visit your home, and visit your home. This home yes, and this home not, and this home yes, and this home not, with precision. With precision by person, and with precision by time. Now the Gemara talks about the fact that the Sefer Shmuel tells of Shaul finding Shmuel HaNavi. Shaul thinks he's looking for Shmuel HaNavi in order to restore some lost objects. Little does he know that when he meets Shmuel, Shmuel's going to anoint him as the first king of Klal Yisrael. Shaul has no idea what's coming his way in this meeting. The Psukim tell that he comes to town, the town where Shmuel is, doesn't know exactly where Shmuel is, engages a couple young women in conversation just to ask them, can you give me directions? And they go on and on and on. They're very verbose in their response. They apparently were very taken by Shaul, and they want another couple of seconds talking to him. But why is their verbosity recorded in Tanakh? Gemara tells us, in Maseches Yuma, I believe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a particular moment when Shaul was going to become king. It was going to be exactly on the nose. It would be exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to happen, not a moment earlier, not a moment later. And if that was necessary for that, is that Shaul would happen to ask those women, those residents of the town, who would drag out the conversation a little longer, so that would cause HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan to make sure that Shaul would meet Shmuel at exactly the right moment. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plans are executed with precision. Precision in terms of whom, and precision in terms of when. And so the point of the matzah, l'chora, is much the same as the point of the Karban Pesach. That Kadosh Baruch Hu gave each family, each home, each individual exactly what they deserve, And the Yitzias Mitzrayim happened not just sometime on Tezvav, exactly at the moment it was supposed to happen. If that meant that normal preparations couldn't happen, because Moshe had to tell the Jewish people, just take your dough and let's go, that's what it would be. Not because necessarily the goal was to have unleavened dough, but perhaps because the matzah reminds us of the precision with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plans were carried out. And those aspects of Hashgacha Pratis, there was such dazzling display, such public display, at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, as Ramban reminds us at the end of the Parsha, the goal is for us to realize that in far less dramatic ways, it's true in the ins and outs of our own everyday lives, our own interactions with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's with these glasses that Parsha's Bo gives us, we can put on and notice the fingerprints of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in more modest ways in our own everyday lives. Couch.